Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your girl, April Sims, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Not Your Average, Yet Far From Typical, Most Definitely Special April Sims A&E Radio, where we are greater than I, and we have taken We Are Greater Than I to another level with www.wearegreaterthanI.com. Over at WeAreGreaterThanI.com, we believe in PEMI. PEMI is promote, educate, motivate, and inspire. Keep those words in mind, because We Are Greater Than I was started by indie artists, created by entrepreneurs to promote, educate, motivate, and inspire indie artists and entrepreneurs. And again, I would like to say thank you and welcome. And I am grateful for everyone that is listening now, as well as listening in Memorex. I would like to welcome to the chat room Sandrine, and she says that there seems to be technical difficulties. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on this week where people are having problems getting into the chat room, but that's okay because the show must go on. And I would like to start the show off with a song that means a lot to me. Even if you don't like gospel music, this song that I'm about to play, just listen to the words, and it's definitely a song about being grateful. The name of the group is Christopher. The title of the track is Yes.
First living out of the gospel, but of my life I want to testify a different way than some of y'all may be used to. See, this time last week I was faced with a crisis. When my wrong turned to right and my right turned to wrong, I didn't know where to turn, so I threw up my hands and stole along. Like a flood, the spirit of the Lord.
All right. Again, that is Christopher, and the title of that track was Yes. And as many of you know, that this is our last show of the year, but the new year starts tomorrow. And this show, the theme is closing out 2009 and closing it out being grateful. Just going forward, being positive. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, and I would like to suggest that when doing your New Year's resolutions, that you give yourself some resolutions that are also obtainable. Many of us go about resolutions the wrong way, and I would like to suggest, again, little I in quotes, that when you're thinking about your resolution, your resolutions change the way that you think about them. Many people say, I don't want to be fat anymore. I have to lose this weight. I look so disgusting. I have to get this weight off of me. And that's, well, I don't want to tell you what to do, but I'm just going to be honest. And going forward, that's just the wrong thing to do, because when you keep being negative about it and all you're focusing on is the weight, you're going to keep the weight on. Instead, say, I want to make a life change. I want to eat things that are healthy. I am what I eat. What I put in me is what I am and what I become. And the same thing with words and people around you. And if you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to April Sims A&E Radio. And if you would like to call into the show and tell everybody what you are grateful for, feel free to call in. Our number is 718-508-9921. And if you're outside of the chat room, feel free to come in the chat room, and you can put in the chat room what you're grateful for. And everybody that knows April Sims knows that April Sims is the queen of shameless promotions. And you don't have to promote yourself on this show, because I will be more than happy to do it for you. Hey, E-Baby, welcome to the show. Here I am. I'm going to start off with my first shameless promotion. E-Baby is a phenomenal poet based out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Pay close attention to that word, based, because even though his residence is in the Washington, D.C. metro area, if you are willing to pay to put him in the air, he will be at your affair. Phenomenal, phenomenal spoken word artist. He travels the spoken word circuit. So colleges, if you need someone to come out and educate the students via spoken word, E-Baby is definitely the spoken word artist for you. Also in the chat room is, some people call her Jean, or she says Jeannet because she has the accent after her name. And she is in the chat room at Home Biz Radio is her handle. And on Home Biz Radio, her shows are short, but to the point. They're so positive. If you need to be uplifted in the morning while you are at work, or, you know, just at home chilling in your pajamas, definitely make sure that you tune into her show. Next year, she has a phenomenal lineup, guys. She is all about helping. And when I say that, I know a lot of people were laid off this year. A lot of people are going through financial difficulties. One thing that At Home Biz Radio is going to do, she's doing a 6-week financial boot camp where she's going to help you guys get your finances back in order. She's going to walk you through everything step by step. And if you feel that it's too much for you and you need her to assist you, then, you know, she'll give you her information on the show. And for a small fee, because she has to eat and feed her family, for a small fee, you know, she'll go above and beyond the call of duty of her show and help you out. And her URL here on Blog Talk Radio is blogtalkradio.com/JEANE. And I forgot to give you E-Baby's website. His website is ebabypoems.com, and that's the letter E, babypoems.com. And he has phenomenal, phenomenal poems on his CD. He will have you laughing on his CD because some of his poetry is, oh my God, it's hysterical. He'll have you crying. Some of his work tugs at the heartstrings. Also in the chat room is Sindreen. Sindreen, her website is soulpoetrysite.com. Gotta get over there. She is also a phenomenal poet and spoken word artist. And her poems will help people that are going through some hard times in their life. And if you need to find a way to cope with subjects like depression and death, her poetry will help you. A lot of the things that you're thinking and you feel that you're alone in these thoughts, her poetry will help you through that. She has the most beautiful French accent, in my opinion. It's not overly done like Hollywood. Her voice is soothing, and she will help you get through what it is that you need to get through. I would like to welcome guest 1796. Guest, I know you can't respond. because Blog Talk Radio has it where you have to be signed in order to participate in the chat room. But I see you and we love you. I would also like to welcome to the chat room WOW host, and it's either Dina or Dina. It's D-I-N-A. And I would like to welcome you to the chat room. Thank you for joining us. I've never seen you in a chat room before, and we definitely love to have new people here. It's just awesome. Our motto here is we are greater than I. I created a website for it. It's www.wearegreaterthanI.com. And over at that website, we promote, educate, motivate, and inspire indie artists and entrepreneurs. And basically, if you think about it, guys, that's everybody in the world. But when you have a website, people want you to have some type of focus. So that's what I did to trick the spiders and crawlers into being able to promote everybody that's out there. And while make sure that you put your information into the chat room. If you have a magazine or a website or anything that you want to share with the listening audience, make sure you put that in there. And eBaby, make sure that you put in your other website as well. If you and DJ Dow have a website, or you can put in your Facebook page. WOW is saying that we met a long time ago through Kurt Nugent, and what a positive connection then. Kurt Nugent, if everybody doesn't know who he is a phenomenal motivational poet. His poetry is just so uplifting, and he's one of the most passionate poets I know as far as coming from a positive perspective. And WOW's URL is www.womenobtainingwealth. Got to get you on the show, Women Obtaining Wealth. I'm all about that. And that definitely sounds like a topic that is also up at Home Biz Radio's alley, because she talks about very positive things. Let's see, we're getting more websites in the chat room. Make sure you get over to soulpoetrysite.ning.com and at homebiz, that's B-I-Z, .ning.com. I feel like Dick Clark saying, and there are more people coming into the chat room. Everybody today, we all won the lottery because we were allowed to open our eyes another day. And these are things that we should be grateful for. One thing that I do to share with you is before my feet hit the floor in the morning, I start with my affirmations. And I don't even open my mouth because I start in my head. And I start with, thank you so much for allowing me to open my eyes another day. And I just go from there. It is very, very important that you do that. It's very, very important that we help one another. I know we can't always help from a financial standpoint, but if you could just do things like what I just did, it didn't cost me anything. And what I ran through all of those people in about 5 minutes. And karma works both ways, guys. It works positively, but it can also work negatively. When you think it, when it comes out your mouth, in my opinion, it takes off running around the universe. And when it comes back to you, when it comes back home like that boomerang, it's going to come back, I would say, about 100, 150% stronger. So if you put negative energy out there, it's going to come back negative. If you put positive energy out there, it's going to come back positive. I'll give you one example of negativity. A lot of people might know about voodoo and hoodoo, and there are two different things. I'm not going to, you know, go into the particulars of it, but the people who practice the bad part, which is hoodoo, when they pass away, they pass away very painfully. And the reason why they pass away very painfully, because these are the people that are out there, you know, putting curses on people. And if all you're doing is putting negativity out there all your life, then that negativity is going to come back to you. So when you're upset with someone, you know, don't curse them out. Or if you do, you know, quickly snap back and instead pray for that person. Pray for them to come around, because if they have a problem with you, guys, that's what it is. It's their problem. It's not your problem. Do not let them control your emotions. Just coming into the chat room is Sean Beta Poet. You can check him out over at SeanBetaPoet.com. That's T as in Tom, S as in Sam, H, O, M as in Mary, B as in boy, E, thepoet.com. One thing I would like to say about Sean Bay is he is, I would say, a Renaissance man. And the reason why I say that, because he's so much more than Sean Bay, the poet. I wish I could change the name of his site to Sean Bay, the Renaissance man. But most people can't spell Renaissance, so I guess Sean Bay, the poet. We'll go ahead and leave it at that. But Sean Bay is a poet. He's a spoken word artist. And with him being a spoken word artist and a poet, Sean Bay is also a music and spoken word / poetry critic. And when I say critic, I do not mean that he puts your stuff down, you know, like the food critics. They go to the restaurants and they live to make chefs squirm all over the world. He doesn't do that. He listens to your work and he gives you his honest opinion. But Sean Bay will let you know that is his opinion. And you can take his words and you can use them as constructive criticism and, you know, work on your project. Or if you get upset that he said that you might need to change this or you might need to change that, then before you get upset with him and blow up like a puffer fish, I suggest you take a deep breath and go look at the man or the woman in the mirror, because you have thin skin and you cannot take criticism. And Sean Bay's constructive criticism is done with love. And a lot of people don't like to give their honest opinion because they don't want people to blow up at them. And people, if you ask someone something and you're looking for them to tell you what you want to hear opposed to what you need to hear, then honestly, you need to find something else to do. Truly, you do. Because even the best musicians, the best poets, the best of the best, in our opinions, they make mistakes. And they all started somewhere. So, and Sandrine is saying, how can you be mad with Sean Bay? He is one of the most constructive critics I know. And I definitely agree with you, Sandrine. He is definitely, he gives you constructive criticism. He helps you to make, because a lot of people aspire to get to a big record label. And if you're aspiring to get to a big record label, then you need to be prepared, because the things that Sean Bay say are nothing compared to those people. I mean, you go to those people, they don't even prep you anymore. Record labels don't put anything into you. When you come to them, you need to come to them like a pilot that is being sold to a television network. You already need to have your image. You should have already sold 200,000 units, so on and so forth. And he's just preparing you for that. And Wow is saying, this is great because I need a speaker for our Pursue Your Passion party in February. It's our quarterly networking function. Oh, that sounds hot. Put the information for that out there if there's a website for your party, because I would definitely like for people to know about that. A couple of things that we're going to do next year here on April Sims A&E Radio, and guys, that if you're an artist or a business person, you need to understand quarters. You have first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, and fourth quarter. Basically, that's the year, and it's divided into fourths. Second quarter next year, the name of this show would have changed. I have a couple of names in my head. Also, the format of this show is going to change. We'll continue to interview artists and entrepreneurs, but this show is going to be more focused on the educational aspect, because April Sims A&E Radio, I believe, has done what it was supposed to do. It was one of the first couple of hundred shows that was on Blog Talk Radio. It has spun off hundreds of Blog Talk Radio shows. And now that other radio shows are doing what April Sims A&E Radio did, it's time for April Sims A&E Radio to reinvent itself, or, you know, evolve, just not stay stagnant, and go to the next level. And that next level is definitely education. One thing that I am going to do for April Sims A&E Radio is next week I'm going to CES. CES is the Consumer Electronics Show. Now, a lot of people can't get into CES. It's closed to the general public. Basically, CES is when all of the big names and small names all over the world in regards to electronics come under one roof to show the media and other people what's coming out. So I am going there with indie artists and business people in mind, and I'm going to come back and let our audience be the first to test new equipment, new software, so on and so forth. I sent out a letter today to over 2,000 vendors to schedule a meeting with them when I'm in Las Vegas. And also in that letter, I told them I'm not there for a long amount of time, and if they had any products that they wanted our listeners to test for them, to send them to me. So, guys, in the future, I'm probably going to be calling on you to test some of these things. If Pro Tools is there and I get Pro Tools software, I will definitely be blogging about that, because I will need somebody to test that for me and come back with constructive criticism that we can blog about to educate our community. If there are new video cameras out there, these are things that I'm going to need people to test. So in the upcoming weeks, I will be reaching out to you guys to help me with that, if you don't mind. I would appreciate it. I just see a lot of brochures coming and just a lot of things coming that we need to write about. And like I said, with April Sims A&E evolving, I would be setting up a blog. And I'm going to need people to help me blog. It'll either be set up on WordPress or blogspot.com. I tend to like WordPress a little bit more, so it'll probably be set up on there. And I'm going to need different people to help me blog about different things. So it'll be several different authors on there. So anyone that's listening now or that's listening live or Memorex, if you can let me know if you're interested in being one of the bloggers for We Are Greater Than I Radio, then let me know. And I will definitely, take things into consideration. Of course, I'll need a couple of writing samples and why you feel that you should blog for We Are Greater Than I Radio. We Are Greater Than I Radio is already set up. It hasn't aired any shows yet. And then, like I said, the name of this station will be changing as well. But one thing that I want to do before we can continue on is there, if you're in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, there is a free seminar coming up. It's called Each One Teach One, Second Music and Radio Conference. It's going to be January 16th, and it's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's going to be at Carnegie Mellon University, and again, it's free, and it's intended for broadcasters, musicians, educators, students, and fans of music. The person that is in charge of this, his name is Kevin Amos. And when it comes to internet radio, this is the man. He has 30-plus years of experience in broadcasting. Some, a few of the things that they're going to discuss are independent artists, developing community voices, radio past, present, and future, preserving and sharing musical history. So definitely, if you are in the Pittsburgh area, try to get up there. Pittsburgh is like 4 hours from me, but I have a budding musician in my family. My daughter Amber is a violinist, so I am definitely going to do my best to get up there. So any of my friends in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, if you're interested in going, let's carpool. I would like to welcome to the chat room my sister from another mister, Miss Mari Torres. You can reach her at www.maritorres.com. That's M as in Mary, A R I T as in Tom, O R R E S as in Sam. And one thing about Mari, she just has so much experience when it comes to the arts and entertainment industry. And if you don't know her, you should get to know her. Even if you're not in arts and entertainment, just because of the type of spirit that she is. She has gone through some ups and downs in entertainment. She and her sisters had a CD out when they were very young, and they got, for lack of a better word, screwed by the record label. And with that happening, Mari got her first degree in the School of Hard Knocks in the entertainment industry. And with that happening, it wasn't a bad thing because she learned so much. She has so much knowledge. It made her so much stronger. She has so much experience. She's worked with Steve Harvey at a radio station. And like I told you guys, I'm the queen of shameless promotion. So if you don't promote yourself, I will. She's worked in the styling / costume department on several movies. And I will let her tell you what those movies are. But believe me, you've seen them. The actors that she has had the privilege of working with, believe me, you know them. She also has experience in the sporting arena because her fiance is a professional boxer. So she has that type of information. She has her own radio show. And she also is a marketer. And one thing that I love about her as far as being a marketer, she is constantly evolving her title. Right now, she is a marketing guru. I love that. I just love the title guru. And if you need marketing, look her up. She has designed several Ning sites, and Ning sites, that's NING.com. Basically, it's a free site that you can go to, and you can create your own social network. I think everybody should be part of a social network, and everybody should also have their own social network. And the thing is, when dealing with marketers, especially marketers like Madi, I would rather deal with a marketer like her, not just because I said she's my sister from another mister, but because she's had ups and downs, and she's learned from these experiences. You don't want to deal with somebody where everything is always always roses. You need somebody that has been in war a time or two. And like I said, everybody, we're closing out the year 2009. In a grateful way. So if you want to call in and let everybody know what you're grateful for, the number is 718-508-9921. Or if you're too shy to get online and call in, which you're going to have to get over that, you can log into the chat room and you can put it in the chat room, and I'll be more than happy to put it out there, because like I said, I'm the queen of shameless promotion. And one thing I suggest to everyone, because Blog Talk Radios are free, if you want to do, let's say, spoken word for instance, but you're scared to go to an open mic, I say that you should get a Blog Talk Radio show. It's free. It's a talking blog, and you can do your shows in 15-minute increments, 30-minute, 60-minute, or 90-minute increments. And you can do it once a week, twice a week, once a month. But the thing is, just get out there, record your show, listen to yourself back. After you get a couple of shows under your belt, maybe do a couple of videos and upload them to YouTube. And then you'll be able to go to that open mic. And Madi, I just love her. She's putting in the chat room, I'm grateful for my sister April. And girl, you know that's reciprocated right there. She's grateful for her French poet, Sandrine. She's grateful for E-Baby. She's grateful for experiencing Sean Bay's gift of words. And let's see, the chat is going a little fast, but I just want to let everybody know, especially the people that are listening in Memorex, what is going on. Because chat is a really big part of internet radio. It's very interactive. And let's see. Sean Bay said he's a WAGT client. If you don't know what WAGT is, WAGT is We Are Greater Than I. It's an acronym for We Are Greater Than I. And they're talking about websites in the chat room. One thing I want to tell you is there is a website grader out there. And if you go to websitegrader.com, it's free. Go over there, punch your website in, and Website Grader will come back with a score for your website, and it will tell you what you need to do to bump up the score of your website. When I went to Website Grader, it came back with my initial score was 83, and a friend of mine who's a marketer, he told me the one thing that he saw is that I needed to go and extend the length of time that I had for my URL. And basically the URL is my website, and extending it, I just had to go to GoDaddy.com, because when I bought my website name, I only purchased it for a year. And my friend suggested that if I went in and did it for 3 years, that my score would go up. But if I went in and did it for 10 years, it would go up even more, because then you're up there with the big guys. I mean, you know, Target and all of those people, of course, they're going to have their websites for a long amount of time. And that's what the spiders and crawlers like. And I'll just go into it just really, really quickly. Spiders and crawlers are basically employees of Google, Yahoo, Bing, B-I-N-G, and any other search engine that are out there. And what they do is when you punch in, for instance, Sean Beta Poet, and you hit enter, those agents immediately go out across the entire internet and look for everything that is new and fresh about Sean Beta Poet. And then they come back and let you know where they found Sean Beta Poet across the web. So with that being said, if you're a blogger, you need to blog at least once a week. Spiders and crawlers do not like stale information. If you blog 3 times a week, that's awesome. And when you blog, you need to use SEO. SEO basically just keywords. Keywords like if I'm looking for Syndrome or eBaby or Sean Bay, and I pick their 3 names because they're all poets. But if I'm looking for them, and I, you know, put what they need to put on their site is poetry, spoken word, spoken word artist, Maryland poet, Hawaii poet, Canadian poet, so on and so forth. And basically, where these keywords are coming from is you need to think of yourself as the consumer or the client and think of what would you put into the search engine for what you're looking for. If you're looking for where to spit at an open mic, and spit means just singing or speaking your reading your poetry or reciting your poetry, however you want to put it, you would put in open mic, you would put in DC open mic, Winnipeg, Canada open mic, so on and so forth. So those are the things that you need to do. And I am so grateful for everyone that is in the chat room. And also I would like to welcome Love's Bellies. That's cute. I like that. Love's Bellies 750 to the chat room. I'm so grateful for everyone that's in the chat room, that going forward, I'm going to show you how grateful I am by sharing my knowledge with you, things that I come across. Because one thing that I've learned from my friend Madi and from my friend Vincent Verscher at Pure Marketing Group is that you can give people a ton of knowledge. Don't hide it. Freely give it. And when you give it, more knowledge will come back to you. But Madi and Vincent can tell people all of their secrets when it comes to marketing. But they'll always get clients because of the execution. People find it hard when it comes to the execution. Madi can sit there and tell you how to make $1 million, but if you don't put her words into action, then you're not going to make any more money than what you're already making. Where their money comes in is when you need to come to them and they sit down with you or have a telephone consultation with you, and they already told you all the good things that you're doing and the other things that you need to improve, and they'll never say that you're doing anything bad. They'll just say that, you know, you might need to improve in this. They'll tell you things like, okay, we need to try these 20 things. And then after about a month, if 4 of those things aren't working, they'll drop those 4 things and add another 4 things. And there is no right formula for any one business. And when you're working with somebody like Marty or Vincent, you need to give them, I would say, at least 6 months to help you before you even, you know, start to see a change, because marketing takes time. A lot of people also get confused with the difference between a marketer and a PR person. A marketer is not a PR person. It's similar, but they're not the same. So going forward, when you're trying to do things, definitely make sure that you know the difference of what people are doing. A couple of things that I was grateful to learn about is if you are an artist of any type, I suggest that you pick up a book called The Image Maker's Source. Basically, what the Image Maker Source is the national resource for the advertising, print business, and fashion industries. This book is chock full of contact people, addresses, phone numbers, the desk of where you need to send your information. And it's broken down by photographers, graphic artists, support services, props, wardrobes, models and talent agencies, so on and so forth. This book, to some, they consider it expensive. It's about, I would say it's about $24, somewhere in there. If you can't afford the $24, I suggest you get an older version, because if it's a reputable company, they're still going to be in business. The only difference is the person's name might, the contact person's name might have changed. So I definitely suggest that you get that. I definitely suggest that you read. You have to read. One excuse I always made, I don't have time to read. Well, you know what? If I don't have time to read, then I don't have time to succeed. So you have to read. Another book that I suggest, and like I said, these are just suggestions, is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Think and Grow Rich, and I'm not sure of the exact statistics, so please don't quote me on this, but I know when I purchased the book 10 years ago, it was true. Think and Grow Rich was the number two selling book in the world after the Bible. So I definitely suggest that you go and pick up Think and Grow Rich. If you are a model, I suggest that you pick up some fashion magazines. If you can't afford a subscription, then go to the library. It's free. At the library for free is the internet for free. Guys, we don't have excuses anymore. If you have a friend that can help you out, then ask a friend that can help you out. You can also barter, for instance. Like Sandrine is a French translator. So say you want some poetry translated into French so you can tap into another market. Okay, she can do that for you, but the thing is, it has to be a value-for-value service. What can you do for her? I can let you know right now that Sandrine is looking for a producer for her next CD that she's going to put out. So if you have production skills, definitely get in contact with her. Again, her site is SoulPoetrySite.com, and go ahead and go after that new market, because one thing that a friend of mine taught me, his name is William R. Patterson, is the way you make money is to keep expanding and evolving yourself. And one thing that he has is it's the Baron series. He created a book with a couple of friends, and he came up with The Baron Son. Well, he made a ton of money with The Baron Son. But the thing is, how do you make more money? his book now, and I'm not sure, and Marty, I'm not sure if you're sure how many languages it has been translated into. I would say like 50 or 60 languages. So he isn't, you know, just staying with people who speak English. All of these people are now learning his concept. So definitely, wonderful. Marty said that she produced the Spanish version. Okay, that's awesome. And these are things that you need to do. You have to expand yourself. I would like to welcome Crockett to the chat room. Crockett is a graphic artist, so I would definitely suggest that if you need any graphic work, Crockett, put your link into the chat room for me so I can go ahead and give all the listeners your URL so they can have that information. And this is one thing that we need to do. Sean Bay, have a beautifully blessed New Year's. He just put in the chat room that he was leaving and that he will see us next year. I think that's so funny, especially since next year is going to be during the middle of the week, and there's some people in the world that have already celebrated next year. It's already next year in France and Australia, Japan, so on and so forth. And that's one thing I suggest that people do. Instead of staying local in the United States, you have the internet. Get out there. There's no excuse for us not to have clients overseas. Crockett's information is myspace.com/CrockettDesign, and that's CrockettDesign Design. So definitely get over there and make sure that you check him out. And WOW is suggesting a good producer, and that URL is gg110.com, and is gee110.com. And like I said, that person comes recommended by Gigi, and recommendations are so important for your website, because everybody wants what everybody else wants. Nobody wants what nobody wants. Nobody else wants. So definitely make sure that if you did a job for a client and they were very pleased with your work, take that extra time and ask them for a recommendation. Be good to your clients. And when you have a client, it should be for a lifetime. You should profile your client. Start a book. In that book, write down their name, their address, their phone number, their email, their website, if they have it, their anniversary, their birthday. And, of course, nobody's going to give you all this information up front. But as conversations come along, write these things down. Big corporations do it all the time. At IHOP, at Fridays, at Silver Diner, at your birthday, they always give you 10% off a meal or a free dessert with a meal. And a lot of times you go in there and you take advantage of it. So you need to do the same thing that the big people are doing. Go into these magazines and look and get your ideas. It's very, very important for your business that you do this. And I don't care what kind of business you have. When it comes down to marketing, marketing is marketing. You use the same marketing for someone that's baking cakes that you would use for someone that is fixing car engines. So, and Sandrine says, treat a client the way you would like to be treated. And I'm going to go one step further. Treat a client better than you want to be treated. Go above and beyond. Guerrilla marketing, even though it's an ugly word, it sounds ugly because we've been told that guerrillas are bad. But guerrilla, G-U-E-R-I-L-L-A, marketing, one thing that they say is under, what is it, under, I can't think of the word right now, but basically, undersell, but over-deliver. So basically, if, for instance, say you're a photographer, and if you tell them that you will have their pictures to them in 6 weeks, instead of giving it to them in 6 weeks in one day, give it to them in 2 weeks. That is going to definitely boost up your recommendation. And in closing, I would like to wish everyone a beautifully blessed new year. Mahdi said on her show earlier that she had the warm and fuzzies about this new year. And you know what? I do too. And she said she had the warm and fuzzies about the world as a collective, and I do too. I see great things happening with all of these great people that are in the chat room today, all of the thousands of great people that have come through the chat room since we've been here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm grateful for all of you. I'm grateful for the millions of people that will come through this chat room in the future. Happy New Year, everybody, and I am going to leave you with Howard Hewitt. Say amen.
To say goodbye for now, we'll have our certain time around. But before we go, there's something I like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In Him is where our strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the skies. Only He can save my life, and only He can hear my cry. I wanna thank you, God, for giving me one more chance to raise my voice and to sing Your praise. I sing it out loud. I sing it all day. This song is my prayer I give to only You. It can't compare to the gift from You. He gave us His love. He gave us His Son.
Jesus.
Oh yeah. Jesus. I know there's some who don't believe. Sometimes it's very hard to see. Oh, we live this old life every day. Things don't go your way. But to be without is not His will.
No,
His cattle on a thousand hills, and they're all yours to claim. Claim in His home.
You gave us your love. You. Now I say, amen.